Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're in Yud Amud Beis. Challenging Daf today. Not as, I don't think it's going to be as hard as yesterday or the day before, but pretty challenging. We're up to the third to bottom line of the Eis Vei. I believe that's what we're up to. So, we're in the middle of a machloket. What? Yeah, it's up to. Bar Pada said yesterday, he said that Kedusha is not chal on an Ubar. That's what Bar Pada said yesterday. There cannot be Kedusha chal on an Ubar. And basically, we spent half the day yesterday asking questions on that premise. And now we're going to keep on asking questions. Eishvei. There's a Mishnah that, the Mishnah later in the Masechta that says like this. Makdishin Avarin. You can be Makdish Avarin, which are limbs. The Ubarin. And fetuses. Avalo Mamrin. But you can't do tour on them. Okay? The last one on the page. Third to bottom line on your Yudamid base. Right? So what do you see black and white? That Kedusha can be Chal on an Ubar against Bar Pada. Okay? That's the Kasha. The Gemara answer is Hachanami. No. We're talking about the Vlade Kachin. The baby is already Kachin. In other words, the mother's Kachin. The Gemara says, well, it doesn't make any sense. If the mother's kachim, e vlade kachim, my makdishim. What do you mean you can make it kodesh? It's already kodesh. What do you mean you can make it kodesh? Hakachim akaimi, it's already kodesh. Why is it already kodesh? Because the mother's kodesh. What do you mean you're allowed to make it kodesh? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers. It's like, no, you didn't put the comma in the right place. Here we go. Hachi comma. This is what the Mishnah means. Makdishin Avarim. You can be Makdish Avarim. You have the right to do that. And by the way, Umamrin Bohen. And you can even do Tmura in them. Avalo Mamrin Avarim, but you can't do Tmura on ordinary limb. In someone's yard. That you can't do on a limb. Bohen. V'ubarin and a fetus, Shekachu Bimeimon, that was made Kodesh in a womb. Ein mamrin behem. I'm sorry. Ubarin shekachu b'me. Yeah. Ein mamrin behem. You can't do tmura on such a behema as long as it doesn't come out into the world. But it doesn't mean that you can be makdish ebar. In other words, we just did that to get out of that kasha. Change around that whole mishnah there. Fine. Next. Now, wait a minute. Vlade kachim b'me'iman hudelo ovrin hudle ovdin. So the vlad of a kachim in the mother, you cannot make tamura ha'abroi ovdi, but if it's outside the body, you can. Ha tanan ena vladas osin tamura. That's yesterday. But we learned that a vlad cannot make tamura. In other words, you can't make tamura with an animal's own vlad. So what does that mean? We just said, the body, yet. Yeah. How could that be possible? How could you make tumor with its own baby? Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, he can do that. Here Rabbi Yehuda, Avarin Mikachi. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda, can Avarin really become Kodesh? Ha Rabbi Yehuda Lesle, right? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from that. Why? Ha'omer Ragla Shalzu Ola. If you say that leg is an Ola, Kula Ola. The whole thing becomes an Ola. So, Amalei Hachamayaskina Bedavar Ha'ose, Ha'ose Osa Trefa. Right, we're talking about a limb that will turn the animal into a trefa. In other words, a limb that the neshama is kluyavo. If you say I'm donating that heart to the Beit Hamikdash, in a chenami, the whole animal becomes kodesh. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Okay. So it's a machlokes. You can't do it anyway. You can't do it. But it's a machlokes. So it's a machlokes. Now lema ketanoi. Let's say this whole issue about whether or not you can be makdish ubor, Bar Pada said you cannot, Rabbi Yochanan said you can, there are marayim, let's say it's a machlokes tanayim. Why? It says like this, Hashocher zachatos, if somebody shech zachatos, v'nimtza umatzabo ben arba'a, and you find inside a baby that's 4 months old, it's called a ben pekua, by the way, right? It's alive, so chai, it's alive, Katani Chana, one brisa holds, one Tana holds. Eino ne'echelas elul zichrei kohuna. It can only be eaten by male kahanim. Why? Because there's the din of a chatos. And also, it can only be eaten inside the curtains. In other words, like a chatas. It can only be eaten for one day, like a chatas. It can be eaten by anybody. But that's being in Azara. What's going on here? What's this machlokas about? My love, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas time. The Mar Savar, the first Tana held Kedusha Chal al Ubrit. The Kedusha Chal on the baby. Therefore, when I shech the mother, the baby has the same exact Kedusha as the mother. Even though it's walking around because it happens to be a Ben Pekula. So what? It's the din of a chazan, just like the mother. Umar Savar and Kedusha Chal al Ubrit. Not true? Therefore, it's like a fallen animal. So that's the suggestion. So Gemara says, low. That's not what they're arguing about. Hani Tanoi, Bahai Kam Mifugi. This is what they're arguing in. Demar Savar, the second one held, that it's cool and held, Blados Kachim, that of Vlad, they have Yosan Hain Kachim. He held that the only time a Vlad becomes Kodesh is when it's born. Right? Umar Savar, and the first one held, Vlad de Kachim. No, that the Vlad, they may Iman Hain Kachim. They only become Kodesh. They're Kodesh even as long as they're inside the mother. Therefore, when you shach the mother, the baby has the exact same Kedusha as the mother. Viva Yisemo, or I can give a different answer. Really, I could say, Chad Tanahu. Really, it's one Tana. The whole thing is one Tana. Chada Mehalein Masdiyasa. And it's two different cases. Two different cases. Number one, Makdish Behema. If you're, so the second case is like this. The second case that it's full of white. The Makdish Behema. You're Makdish the Behema. The Acha Kachnis Abra. Then it became pregnant. So the pregnancy is unrelated to the Kedusha, and therefore it's full of. The Chada Minhon, and the other case, Shek Disha Muberet. When you Makdish it, it was already pregnant. Then you makdish both, and that's why the first brayta said it has the din of a chatos. Okay, good, very good. Next, more again a kasha bar pada. Tanya, we have a brayta that says like this. It's really a mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer later on in Daf Yizayin. Klayim, right? What's klayim? Mm-hmm. Klayim is an animal from two different species. Utrefa, an animal that's not going to live. Or Yotzadofen, or a animal born cesarean, or Tumtum Vandroganus, right? We don't know what gender they are. Low Kedushin, you can't make them Kodesh. Velo Makdishin, and I'm not sure what that means. You can't make them Kodesh and they can't become Kodesh? What? What does that mean? Okay, so Vamar Shmuel, lo kedoshin b'tmura, v'lo makdishin lasos tmura, meaning it can't receive tmura and it can't give tmura. You can't. In other words, if you have a behemoth that's kachim, you can't make tmura on this tumtum animal. And if you have another behemoth that's cool, kulin. Can't make this one tomorrow on that either. Either way, these don't go into tomorrow. What? No, if they're chulin, and what do you do? Right, they're chulin, and you have another Abraham that's a kachim, and they're chulin, and you say, I'm going to be back, I'm going to make a tomorrow for my tumtum animal and that animal. That doesn't work. And the other way around, if they're kachim, you mock the shit already. You can't do that. But so you did it, right? Let's say, what do you mean? Well, the Gemara's asked that question. How could it be? Let's say you got a tumtum afterwards. It's impossible. Let's say it was born. It got a trefa afterwards. Now it's a trefa, but it's kachim. You can't make two on another animal. Okay, good. Vitanya, Amr of Meir, me'acha she'ena kedushin eich makdishin. How's that possible? How could it ever become kodesh? Your question. How's that possible? Right? Who asked that question? Remeir. The only way it's possible is to follow. How's that possible, right? Iatamoti ela b'makdish behema. You will makdish a behema. V'acha kach nitrifa. And then it got a trefa. Like I just said. Or, b'makdish vlad. You will makdish a... How could a yotzei dofen happen later? How could a tumtum happen later? The only one that can happen later is a trefa. How could a yotzei dofen happen later? It's impossible. It's impossible. It's born that way. The only way is the baby. Right? The baby. Right? In other words, matish behema, v'yachak nitrifa. V'matish vlad, it could be, you matish the baby, while in the womb, then v'yachak derech dofen. Then it was born cesarean, or then it was born a tumtum, then it was born, Alma, what do you see? Kaddish, vlad, you can be matish a vlad. That's what we got out of this story. There's no other way to make this price to make any sense, this Mishnah. Right? There's no way to make it make sense. How could it possible for a yotzei dofen animal to become a carbon? It's impossible. The only way it could happen is if you did it to the mother, if you did it to the baby, while it was still in the womb. So now we're going to change Bar Padda's shita. We said all along that Bar Padda held you could not be makdish a baby. Now Bar Padda says, it depends. It depends. Amri, he says like this, bitam. If it's a tam animal, meaning the animal doesn't have any issues, the mei tamima, and the mother also doesn't have any mumin, the mother's also normal, then afilu bar pada nami moded the kaddish. Bar pada will agree to work. Bar pada will agree. No lo nechlu. What does he not agree? Ella bitam. The baby could be a tam. The baby don't care about. The mei balas mum, and the mother is a bal mum. Then bar pada will hold. The kedusha cannot be made to the baby. Why? Bar Padda Savar, given the ime lo makdim lo mekucha, since the mother doesn't have any kedusha, kedusha taguf, hunami lo kaddish. The mother can't be a carbon. Why not? Because she has a mum. She can't be a carbon. How can the baby be a carbon? Says Bar Padda. I can't agree to that. The if the mother's normal, then I would agree. You back me into a corner. Says Bar Padda. I have no way out of this Mishnah. That your diet said that a yotzei dofen becomes a... How can a yotzei dofen be a carbon? The answer is, the mother was normal, you were makdish baby, then a strange thing happened. It was born yotzei dofen. Right? That's a funny situation. So says Bar Padda, if the mother's normal, I agree. If the mother has a mum, how can that be? It doesn't work for herself, how's it going to work for the baby? For Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Rabbi Yochanan held doesn't make no difference. Why? He held, kibbeis behemos ninu, some two separate animals. Ime hudalo makacha, the mother true cannot become a carbon. Why not? Because she has a mum. Avalhu kadosh, but the baby doesn't make a difference. What? Who? According to who? It's not. I don't think so. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can do the baby independently. So he's asking, what if you did the mother? Did the baby automatically become a carbon? What? Yeah, what did we say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't remember. What did Rabbi Yochanan say about that yesterday? We said that yesterday. We said that he holds that. We said that yesterday. Uber Yerachima, Uber Lav Yerachima. Yeah. Okay. Mishnah Achrina. Another version of the same exact story. Aval klayim, betumtum, androgynous, all these strange animals. Iatamoti ela bevladei kachim. The only way they can ever become kodesh is if you amakish it when it was a fetus. It's the only way it's possible. And by the way, ukud Rabbi Yehuda, and it has to be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'ahya Omer, who said, vlad ose tmura, that a vlad makes a tmura. Kulin hu, halein hu delo kachi, kufai hu. Only, what does this mean? Right? Halein hu delo kachi gufayu. Only babies that are yotze dofen don't become tamura, don't become kachim with the ability to make tamura. Aval ubrin acherim, but other babies, kedoshin, even to make tamura, right? Which is against Bar Padda, right? Against Bar Padda. Amar Abaya, no. Tam b'me'e t'mima d'v'rakol kodesh gufe. No, the tam, the baby, if the mother's a tam, nobody argues. Ela ki pligi, When do they argue? Same answer. Same bottom line. When do they argue? If the mother has a mum. Bar Pada Savar Kivin de Ime Nami Lo Kaddish. Since the mother can't become a Karban, Gufe Ihu Nami Lo Kaddish. The baby also can't. Ella Lidme. It can become Kachim for purposes of money. In other words, you could say the value of the baby, that would work. But it doesn't become a Kudjus to the Guf. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Uber Lav Yerech. Oh, here. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Uber Lav Yerech Ibahu. The Uber does not consider a limb of the mother. Therefore, Af Agav de Ime Lo Kacha. Even though the mother has a mum, so it doesn't make a difference. Lagufe, Vlad, Miyakadosh, Lagufe. The babies are independent. So maybe he would say that, nah. In other words, if the mother's normal, and you can go either way. If the mother's normal, and you makdish the mother, so is the baby included or not? I can see a reason, yeah, and I can see a reason, no. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Amar Biyosi, Bahalo, Bimukdashin Haomer Ragla Shalzu. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said that a leg does have Kedusha, right? Rabbi Yossi said that in the Mishnah. He said that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mamirin Evarim Shlemim, you can do Tumura with whole limbs, Avalo Shlemim Bahem, but not animals on limbs. Rabbi Yossi, right? When it comes to kachim, but Omer Ragla Shalzu Ola Kula Ola. When you say this leg should be an Ola, the whole thing becomes an Ola. Afshi Omer Ragla Shalzu Tachazute Kula Tumutah. Fine. Tana Rabana. We learned in a brisa. I'm on Yud Aleph from Bay's top line. Yachal Ha Omer Ragla Shalzu Ola. I would think that if someone would make a statement, this leg should be an Ola, Te Kula Ola. The whole animal should become an Ola. Talmud Lomar. No. Kol asher yitin mimenu l'Hashem, yiyeh kodesh. Mimenu l'Hashem, v'lo kulo l'Hashem. Doesn't that sound true? Yachal, I would think, teitei l'chulin, it goes out to chulin, Talmud lomar, yiyeh kodesh. So, okay, what does that mean? How does that work? That works as follows. Timacher v'tzorche olos, you sell it for an ola, v'dameha chulin, and the money becomes chulin, chutz, midmei aver shaba, except for that one limb. Okay? So what does that mean? That means I say I'm making my leg of my old my animal into an ola. This, by the way, this is divrei Meir ber Yehuda. So what is, let's think this out. It's complicated. I have an ola. I have an animal. I say I'm making the leg an ola. So what do they hold you to? I sell it to you. Let's say I sell it for $100, this animal. You bought an ola. I get $100. $85 of that is chulin. And $15 for the value of the lead, I have to put aside. Okay? That's what it seems to say. That's what he said. Again. Timachel l'tzarche olos. Right? You sell it for an ola. V'dameha chulin, the money goes to chulin, I'm the seller. Chutz, except it may over Shabbat, except for the value of that eva. That's what they hold. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, Minayin la'omer, ragla shuzu ola, shakula ola. They hold, no, it's the same Rabbi Yossi. What does he hold? You say I'm making that leg into an ola, what happens? The whole animal becomes an ola. Why? Shinemar, kola shayitin yimeno l'ashem, Kash Kishu Omer Yiyeh Kodesh L'Rabba says Kula. Okay, now we're going to be busy now with the first shita, the shita that was not in our mix. Omar Mar Timachel Letzache Olos. Wait a minute, you bought an Ola from me. Who gets the animal? The answer is you bought the animal from me. I made the leg an Ola. What was the halacha? I sell the animal to you. You give me $100. $85 is chulin, $15 is kachim. Right? Wait a minute. It says the Gemara, v'kamaisi behemer mechuseres aver. Didn't you buy an animal that's missing an aver? You're the buyer. Isn't it missing an aver? Why? Says Rashi, the last wide line up there, he says, shahari osa aver ain't a shalom. That aver doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to me either. Ella, rather, l'chovas ha-mocher hukara. It belongs to the seller. Nimta, shalokeach ze, lo hikriv ola shalema. He didn't bring a full ola. But he promised he has to bring an ola. Right? Guy's looking for an ola. He heard that I have an ola. I have this behemoth. You bought it, but you didn't buy a full ola. Because the leg has already been kodesh. Funny question. You hear that question? Even if he told him, he says, I don't mind. 85% is good enough by me, right? They tell him, what's going on here with this animal? What do you mean combined? You can't do that. Right? So the Gemara is going to give a similar answer to that. So, I'm not sure I didn't say, Amar Rava, Rava said, Be'omer, when the lokeach said, the buyer said, Hare olai ole b'chayeho. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Hare olai lahakriv, I want to bring, kol ho'evarin shahabehe machaya mimena. I want to bring an ola from every limb which this animal needs to live. Animals do not need legs to live. Not the lower leg anyway. So I'm only interested in an ola with the neshama is part of it. The harei kain asa that you could do. The only thing that I didn't sell you that. I sold you kigon regal minar kubu lamata. The lower leg I didn't sell you. Why? I was makdish that for an ola. If I would have been makdish the heart, then have a pashta kedusha bakula. And everybody would agree that kedusha would spread to the entire animal. Then everybody would agree to that. So what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is, the guy says, I'm only buying an ola. What is he buying? I'm only buying an ola with an neshama teluya in it. Therefore, I had no intention of bringing an ola. I had no intention of bringing an ola. I just wanted to bring an ola only from the parts that it needs to live. And that's what I bought from you. What kind of carpet is that? What kind of statement is that? That's exactly the answer. I didn't say I'm going to bring an ola. I said I'm only bringing an ola from the shump, from the part. Now, normally, I know. So what kind of half-baked ola is this? I'm only bringing ola from the parts of an animal with a neshama teluya. That's what he says. Good. Luckily, you found a guy who's got such an ola. Because the leg, he already was mapped somewhere else. Yeah, luckily it worked out. What kind of ola is that? So by the way, that's a different question. We just nod our heads and keep. What kind of person is mapped the leg of an ola for an ola? Who does that? What kind of thing is that? What kind of thing is that? What kind of statement is that? So this is also this would be probably more crazy. What do you say? Okay. Looking for ola. Now you're looking only for an ola that the neshama is teluya for, right? So if somebody was matnish an ola, just the leg of an ola, I'm your man, right? Because then we could both make a good deal. Okay, Amar of Chista. Chista said like this. Now we said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree if you're matnish a part of the ola, Shana Shama Teluyeva, right? If Rabbi Chista would agree, what would Rabbi Chista agree to? He would agree that not Rabbi Chista. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the entire ola becomes kosher. Amar of Chista, Moder Rabbi Yehuda B'davar She'otza Otza Treifa. Rabbi Yehuda would agree if it's a limb or an organ that is a treifa, meaning the whole animal. Rav Amar B'davar She'otza Otza Nevela, even something that makes the animal into a nevela, not a treifa, just a nevela, which is we'll see what that means in a minute. And Rav Sheshit's Amar B'davar She'himesa, anything that the animal will die. So what does that mean? Nai Ika Bein Rav Chista L'Rava. What's the difference between Rav Chista and Rava? What did Rav Chista say? Rav Chista said a trefa, and Rava said nevela. Ika benayhu trefa chaya. The machlokas is if you hold whether an animal is a trefa to keep on living. That was a running machlokas we had in Chulin. A treifa cannot live. Therefore, once a person is makdish, the organ for the treifa, you makdish the whole animal. Why? Because it can't live like that. Rava savar la, no, kiman dama treifa chaya. A treifa can live. So that's like a lead. That's not a fatal thing. So when you were makdish, you didn't makdish like the Shabbos Teluya, not at all. However, he does hold that it. No, I'm right. Right? Right. Now, what? Right, exactly. Umayika ben Rava Lerv Sheshet. And what's the difference between Rava and Rav Sheshet? Rava said Nevela, and Rav Sheshet said something that's going to die. They argue about the case of Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, not lo yerech, if you remove the thigh, the chalal shala, and it's like an open space there, because you remove the thigh of the animal, nevela, that's called a nevela, right? It's called a nevela, even if it's in diet. So Rava Savala Rabbi Elazar, Rava holds like that. Therefore, if that's the nevela that we're talking about, that would kill the animal. So if you were machnis that thigh, the whole animal gets kedusha. Rav Sheshet lo savar lo k'rav Elazar. Rav Sheshet doesn't hold like that. Okay? Now, meisvei, kasha. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe makes the following statement, which the statement is not going to make any sense. He says like this. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda v'davar she'ein haneshama teluya bo. I think Rebbe Yehuda is right. With a limb that does not require the neshama is not dependent on it, which means what? Which means what? That if you makdish a leg, the entire animal is not kadosh. Because he says, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right. If it's not, it's not the neshama. So a leg, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, right? But v'divrei Rabbi Yossi v'davar she'neshama teluya bo. But I agree with Rabbi Yossi if it's something that the neshama is teluya. It doesn't make any sense, because Rabbi Yossi held his shita even if it's not teluya. Right? Even if he's makdish a leg, Rabbi Yossi held. So what does Rabbi say? So now the Gemara says, Bish lav michlal de pala belayed Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Isn't Rabbi really arguing on Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Or Bish lama nirin div Rabbi Yehuda v'dav ha-shei na-shama teluya bo. I understand, Rabbi said. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that only if it's something where the leg, where the limb is not the Shama Teluya Ba, Dipala Galei, Rabbi Yossi. He's obviously arguing on Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi held, even a leg, the whole animal becomes Kodesh. Says Rabbi, I don't think Rabbi Yehuda's right about that. Right? Make sense? However, Ela Nirin Divi Rabbi Yossi B'davash HaNashama Teluya Ba? Michlal, Dipala Galei, Rabbi Yehuda. He's obviously arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. Utiyufta Dikulu. That's a machlokes on everybody who said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's something that davar she'neshama teluya bo, Rabbi Yehuda would agree it works. Comes along Rabbi, it's not true. So the Gemara says like this, lo, chsuri machsura, no, there's a statement missing, right? It's easy to answer, it doesn't require any sorrow. Chsuri machsura, hachikitani. Here's what he meant to say. Nirin divi Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Yehuda v'davar she'neshama teluya bo. I agree with both of them. If it's a limb that requires the neshama teluya, why? Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lo nachlak alav ela b'davar she'ed neshama teluya bo. Because no one disagrees to that. Aval b'davar she'neshama teluya bo, right? Because if it's something that the neshama is a vital organ, modelehi, they all agree. That's all I meant to say. Good. Very good. Okay. I'm sorry, boy Rava. Rava asked the question. Ba'of mahu. What about an oath? If you're makdish only one aver of an oath, does the kedusha spread to the entire bird? Okay? Mahu, what's the din? So behema amarachmana. It only says that by behema, bahala behemahu. A bird's not a behema. Odilma, carbon amarachmana. Maybe only by carbon. Bahanami, carbon who? And this is all not a carbon. And this is, yes, a carbon. Teku, I don't know. It's a topic. To tell you the truth, I don't know what the topic is. I mean, just because why should it be different by a bird? Why should it be different? Could it in the pasuk behema? But that's a model. That's an example of what a carpet is. There's no svar why you should distinguish. But there's a custom. So the question is, then why is it a take? Really? Right. Okay. Boy, Rava. Next question. Next question. You ready for this one? Hikdish Aver Ledama. You will makdish an Aver, but not for a carpet. You will makdish an Aver just to the value of the Aver. In other words, I will donate to the Beit HaMikdash the value of that Aver. The value. Now, we had a machloket. If someone said, that Aver should be an Ola. Does that turn into an Ola? It's a machloket. Rabbi Yossi said, yeah. Rabbi Yossi said, no. What if you say, I'm turning the value of that Aver, I'm going to make it into a carbon. Now, in order for that to happen, you need two stages now. Number one, the value has to spread to the entire body. So when you said, I'm going to give the value of that leg to as a donation, right? What does that mean? That means it's spread out to the entire body, right? And we also have a rule that if you donate a behemoth to the Berek HaBayis, which is what this is, just a donation, if you donate to the Berek HaBayis a behemoth that could be a carbon, it turns into a carbon. Correct. But just like when you use the leg for a carbon, it spreads. Why does it spread? This leg. I want to donate the value of this leg as a donation. I'm a very strange person. So instead of saying $15, I'm going to say this way. So when someone says, I buy a carbon, right, what happens? It's a machloket. Some say the entire animal now becomes a carbon. You didn't say that. You didn't say that at all. All you said was one limb. All of a sudden, they smack you with a bill for the whole carbon. So would the same thing happen by a donation? But in order for that to happen, two things have to happen. Number one, the value of the limb has to spread to the whole body. I only want to donate $15. So instead, I'm donating $100 back. And number two, by the way, there's another rule. The rule is that if you donate a behemoth, that there's nothing wrong with it, and you donate it for a better carbon, it turns into a carbon. Why? Because the Beit HaMikdash doesn't want you doing that. The Torah doesn't want you giving things that could be carbon. You want to donate a chair? Chair can't be a carbon. You want to donate a zebra? Zebra can't be a carbon. You want to donate a good animal? A good sheep? Why are you doing that? It becomes a carbon. So in order for this to work, two things have to happen. Two steps. Number one, the limb, the value of the limb spreads to the whole animal. And number two, it turns into a carbon. So do we say that? Even Rabbi Yossi, who said, what? It was? No, it's not so hard. This is not so hard. It's the easy part of the doctrine. Rabbi Yossi said that when you donate a limb, the whole behemoth becomes a carbon. When you say that limb is a carbon, the whole behemoth becomes a carbon. Would he even say that here? That's the question. Correct. But the question is, does the same svara apply anyway? The truth is, it was based on a pasuk. What? I didn't say that. All I said was I want to donate this limb for... Correct. It's exactly the question. Mahu de techus le kedushas guf. What's the story? When you said I want to donate the value of this limb as a donation, did it spread to the whole body? Mi amar, did Rabbi Yossi say? Does he say the same thing? Just like by Kedushas Guf it works over here also. And now that you've been makdish one Aver, you makdish the whole thing. Oh, Dilma, no. Chad migo amar, tre migo lo amar. One jump will do to say that you went from a carbon from one limb to the entire animal, that will say. But to make this double step, that we don't say. Now, Tif Shot Le Midide. We can answer the question in Rava's very statement. Why? The Ha'amar, because he said, Ha'amar Rava, Hikdish Zachar Ladamav. If you donate a Zachar, a male, as a donation, right? kadosh kedushat haguf. The entire animal becomes infused with kedushat haguf, and it becomes an ola. Why? Right. So in other words, what Rava said was, if you donate a good normal animal as a donation, it turns into a carbon. That answers the question. Hasam the atashe lekule. That's because I was not the entire. I donated the entire animal. I know that rule. The rule is, if you donate a good animal, it turns into a carbon. That's the rule. Hacha, but over here, atashe chareiver. You will only matish one aver. What? No, we thought that was an answer. That's not an answer. We said there are two steps. Rava's case is one step. My, what's the answer? It's a teku. Okay? Now, boy mine Rava, may Rava. Boy mine, may Rava. They asked the following question from Rava. Hikdish chad aver, right? You a makdish one aver. Mahu begita. So can you shear this animal? The halacha is, you're not allowed to shear an animal that's a carbon. But there was only makdish one aver. So can I shear the animal? Right? What? Yes, according to Yehuda. According to Yehuda. Now, tifshot le mehatatanya. How about we can resolve it from the following case? It says, lo sagos b'char tzonecha. You're not allowed to shear the b'char. You're not allowed to shear a b'char. Avol ata gozeis b'shalach b'shalachera. But if you, Mati, this is, you asked me this yesterday. You asked me this yesterday. Here's the answer. You're not allowed to shear a b'char. What about if I'm a partner with a guy? Can I shear the b'char now? The answer is yes. Why? Why? Exactly. So what do you see from here? That there's no iser in shearing a behemoth that's not completely covered. So the question was, I donated a limb. Can I not shear the animal? Why not? After all, by a bechor, you own it with a guy, you can shear it. So why can't I shear this? Is that a good raya? It's a bad raya. The Gemara says, no, hasam, well, not like kedusha klal. Fine, when you own it together with a guy, the animal has zero kedusha. Why? Because the only way a bechor can have kedusha is if it's 100% owned by a Jew. Here, it's zero kedusha. Hacha, but over here, not really kedusha. Of course it's kedusha, this animal. Only just one limb. It's not the same case at all. Right? Lishnachrina, another version of this. Ein biyado lakdisho. A guy has no ability to make a carbon. He can't. He can't make a bechor. Hacha, biyado lakdisho. Hey, you can. No question about it. Now, boy mine abaya me rava. Another question. Hikdish ora. What if you makdish the hide? Just the hide. Mahu ba'avoda. Can you work the animal? Now, you're not allowed to work a carbon. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to work it. The carbon. But here, all you did was makdish the hide. So can you work the animal? Right? Tashma. Ha'omer. Ma'ashibimeyeha shel ola. If someone says, ha'omer. Ma'ashibimeyeha shel zu ola. If you say the baby inside is an ola muteres begita, you're allowed to shear it. The asura ba'avoda, but you're not allowed to work it. Why not? Mipnei shekachash uber shabah, because by working the mother, you're weakening the baby. The baby's a carbon. No. We just give an example. The question was, if you makdish the hide, can you now work the animal? The animal's not caught. It's only the hide. Well, similar type of thing. If you makdish a baby, You're not allowed to work the mother. Why? Because by working the mother, you're weakening the baby. What about shearing the mother? Yeah, but that doesn't do anything to the baby. Shearing it doesn't do anything to the baby. That's not a problem. Same thing over here. So too over here, that just like you're not allowed to work the mother because it weakens the baby, you shouldn't be able to work the animal because it ruins the hide. Right? So Amalei, no, Kikatani Asura Bavoda Midrabanon. That's only is a Midrabanon. Right? Therefore what? But if the hide, I don't know what the story would be. The Gemara says, Ihachi Afilu Giza Namitis Aser. Why don't they ask her shearing by the mother? Why don't they ask her shearing? more answers. Because Amalei avoda de mechashcha gazmi. Yeah, it makes sense. The avoda weakened the baby that will be gozer. Gozer berabanan. Giza? Shearing? Lo gozer berabanan. Why should they make a gzeira? There's no reason for that gzeira. Doesn't do anything to the baby. Now, a few minutes. We'll try to get to the Mishnah. We can. Boy mine Abaye Meir Biosi. Abaye asked of Yosef, follow, listen to this question. He shlamim, the mother's a shlamim, blood a chulin, the baby inside is a chulin. Bishachta bifnim, you bring the animal as a carbon, like you're supposed to. Mahu, were you over the issue of bringing chulin into the Azara? Because the baby is inside the mother? You hear this question? Lemanda amar vlade kachin, bahav yasan, hain kachin. Right? According to the one who holds that the baby becomes kodesh when it's born, right? Mihavi kachulin ba'azara, olo. Is that chulin in the azara or not? We're going to say no. Amalei, he told him back. Mi karina be kiyachek bimcha ha'makom v'zavachta. Is it right? In other words, it's impossible to shech this animal outside the azara. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because it's not in this world. It's in the womb. It's impossible. Therefore, you would not be over the itzim. Okay? You would not. Now, the other way around. He chulin, the mother's chulin, uvlada shlamim. But the baby's a shlamim. Uvishachta bachut. So you took the shlamim, you took this mother, who's chulin, and you went to the butcher shop, and you shechted it there in Iowa. So are you over now shkutei chut? Because you took the baby now was shechted. Maybe it was rejected. Again, we're going to say no. Ma'u mi chayev ala mishum shkut echut olo. Are you chayev for that? Are you chayev for shechting the carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash? Because the fetus is a carbon, but the mother's not. He shechted the mother outside the Beit HaMikdash. Yes. Everyone agrees to that now, we said. Everyone agrees to that, as long as the mother's not a Baal Mos. You hear this question? Oh. So Amalei, no, me Karina be Vaveum Hashem. This is not something that can even be brought to Hashem. Lishnachrina Amar Lei Roy LePesach Almoid Chayaver LeBichutz. Only if it's Roy to be brought here in the Beit HaMikdash is there an issue to shecht it outside. Here it wasn't even Roy. Why not? Because it's a fetus. Therefore, if you shecht the mother somewhere else, you would not be over. Okay, good, very good. We'll stop here. What? Of the mother?
Yes.
So then they have a machlokas, if the whole animal is kaddish or not. Right. Yeah, if it's a carbon, you have to shackle it in the base of the mikdash, and if it's not, you have to sell it. And then take the money, and the money becomes kaddish. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow, and have a good day.